Das ist Dr. Schumacher, Dex Taininger. Home visit. August 9, Daniel Carranza. Last name Carranza. Daniel, Daniel. Place was Embry Home in Grand Blanc. Date was April 18, 2022. The paragraph is Carranza was seen regarding. Hypothyroidism, hypolipidemia, gastric soft reflux disease, and he has severe intellectual disabilities, period. The history of depression as well, period. Overall, Mr. Carranza feels relatively well and denies any major new complaints, period. He has poverty of speech but could answer some questions, yes, no, period. He has a history of hypothyroidism, but denies specific thyroid symptoms, period. You can elicit from him any history of cold intolerance or dry skin or constipation, period. He did have labs in March of 2022, and his TSH was only slightly high at 5.69 with a free thyroid index of 1.2, period. His cholesterol was up to 270 and with HDL at 60, which is good, and triglycerides 284. The LDL was 143, period. He is on Zetia 10 milligrams daily. And I do not see a statin, period. He has gastroesophageal reflux disease, which is stable, and denied heartburn, period. He has a history of chronic leukopenia, period. His white count cell though was 4.7 with the last blood test, so that's stable. And hemoglobin was 13.8 and platelet count was a bit low at 97, period. New paragraph. Review of systems. Constitutional, no fever or chills, denies eye complaints, ENT, no sore throat, right? No, thank you. Okay, no thanks. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, cardiovascular, no chest pain or other symptoms, GI, no complaints. He doesn't seem to be bothered by heartburn now. GU, I could not listen to any dysuria, musculoskeletal, no acute arthralgias. CNS, no headaches, fainting, or seizures are reported. Some information was obtained from the caregiving staff. New paragraph, past history, depression, osteoporosis, hyperlipidemia, diverticulosis, thrombocytopenia, constipation, neurogenic bilateral, vitamin D deficiency, gastroesophageal reflux disease, chronic leukopenia. Osteoporosis. Slow transit constipation. New paragraph. Examination. He's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 110 over 70. Temperature 97.9. Pulse 76. Respiratory rate 16. O2 saturation 95%. Head and neck. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Extraocular wounds intact. Oral mucosa normal. Ears normal inspection. Neck supple. No mask. Lungs clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1S2, no gallop, no murmur, abdomen soft and non-tender, no organomegaly. CNS, asbestos can be tested, cranial or grossly intact, period.
Can I just take a walk, okay? Walk, doesn't it? Oh, no, it doesn't. Oh.
No, it's just in the resistance.
In
Is that Carranza?
Yeah.
Okay.
Craig Chapman was the other one.
So that was Carranza that was talking, not Chapman.
He doesn't ambulate, period. He would need help with mobility. Musculoskeletal acute joint inflammation or effusion. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mr. Carranza has hypothyroidism.
We think he's a thyroid medicine because of TSH, or is it stardom on something?
He's not on thyroid medicines now, and I will start levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily, period. This is because of TSH is slightly high, but also his free T4 index is low at 1.2, period. New paragraph here, hyperlipidemia with elevated cholesterol and triglycerides, period. He's only on Zetia, and I will attempt to use a statin, period. I'm not clear if he has a history of problems with statins, period. New paragraph 3, his gastroesophageal reflux disease will continue. Omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, and that's stable, period. 4, he has osteoporosis, and I'll continue Fosamax 70 milligrams weekly, period. 6, he has depression. That's unspecified type, but it's severe, and he needs, I will continue Zoloft 100 milligrams nightly, period. He's on Ativan for anxiety, period. In the program, he has various abdominal pains. I'll continue Bentel, 20 milligrams in the morning, period. He's a GHS client and remains on Invega for psychosis at 3 milligrams daily, period. Is Dr. Schumacher dictating? End of dictation.